9.8. A teacher to remember. 1. Sean.
Funnily enough, the teacher I'll never forget is my Latin and Greek teacher. You may think they're dry subjects, dead languages, but Mr. Lang, the teacher, somehow used to make these dead languages seem dead easy. He looked the part. He was kind of traditional-looking, quite formal and serious. He'd always wear a dark green or dark brown suit, and he had a long black moustache. He'd been at the school over 20 years, so he must have been in his 50s, I suppose. You'd think that everything about him was boring and serious, because he never smiled or laughed, never. But somehow he was clear. Yeah. Interesting and entertaining. There were jokes hidden in his words, if you listened carefully. And we all did. He had a razor-sharp wit. Oh, I passed my exams, but didn't study Latin or Greek at university. But I did study philosophy, and that was a direct result of learning about the great philosophers, Aristotle, Socrates, and Plato, from Mr. Lang.
2. Samantha.
My most memorable teacher. I think that would be Mrs. Chapman. I was about 13 or 14, and she was our English and drama teacher. She was short and a bit plump, dumpy in fact, with mousy brown hair. She looked like everybody's kind middle-aged auntie, but she wasn't very kind. She had a big, loud voice, and she used to like to get us to act out the plays we were studying. And she'd shout, speak up, and think about the meaning of the words. But what I remember most about her is her ruler. She had this wooden ruler, and if anyone was looking sleepy or bored, she'd poke them on the shoulder with this ruler and shout, wake up, girl! Or boy. Then one day she spotted someone asleep, fast asleep and snoring, at the back of the class. Mrs. Chapman was so furious. She slammed the ruler down on his desk and it broke in half. We were all scared stiff. She didn't throw the ruler away. After that, it was even sharper when she poked you in the back. Maybe her lessons helped me, though. I'm a barrister now, and when I have to speak in court, Mrs. Chapman's words ring in my ear. Speak up, speak clearly, girl.
3. Rupert.
I don't think I ever had a favourite teacher, but I had a least favourite teacher, and weirdly, he was probably the most successful teacher I ever had. You see, when I was at primary school, I was really good at maths. I could do it all. But when I went to secondary school, I had a succession of dismal maths teachers. And by the time I took my exams at 16, I was absolutely hopeless. I failed miserably. And I needed to pass maths to get into university, so I had to retake it. This time with a very different teacher, Mr. Biggs. He was very sarcastic, and it seemed to be his mission in life to embarrass his students, and me particularly, because I'd joined the class to do a resit. He was always getting me out to the front of the class to do sums on the board, and he'd sneer if I got it wrong, which was most of the time. I hated him with a passion, but actually, his explanations were crystal clear, and gradually, over the year, I improved. I got a really good pass in the end, and got into a good university. I have no idea how old he was, just old, but when you're 16, 35 seems old. I'd say he was probably in his late 30s. And big, like his name, with a huge, booming voice.
4. Charlotte.
Well, one teacher I'll never forget is Miss Wilkinson. She taught chemistry and biology. I didn't like her subjects much, probably because I wasn't much good at them. She seemed old to me, but she was probably just in her early 30s, and kind of tall and gangly. She drove this ancient Mini and she always seemed too big for it. She had to crouch over the steering wheel. Anyway, the reason I remember her so well is because I think she fell for my dad. Really? You see, he'd sometimes collect me from school, and one day, there she was in her mini, and she couldn't get it to start. So, of course, my dad, being the lovely gentleman he was, helped her. Miss Wilkinson was glowing with gratitude. Oh, thank you, Mr. Wilson. So kind, so kind. She went all weak and wobbly, not at all like she was when she was yelling at us in class. And then every time he came to collect me after that, somehow Miss Wilkinson would appear, and she was always asking me about him. How's your kind father, Charlotte? Just fine, Miss Wilkinson. He and my mum are going to Paris this weekend. I just made that up to see her reaction. My friends and I used to giggle about it. When I mentioned it to my dad, he just laughed and said, "Don't be silly, Charlotte. Nobody would fancy an old bore like me." But my mum raised an eyebrow.